A sailboat washed ashore in Cadboro Bay late Wednesday morning as strong winds rolled through the Saanich coastline. At around 11:50 a.m. on November 5, local kiteboarder Simon Borst was in the water at Euro Park Beach when he spotted the vessel drifting closer to shore. "I saw the sailboat there and was just going to get out past it," Borst told Saanich News. "Then as I got further offshore, I saw it start to tip over onto the sand and that's where it stayed. I just thought, man, somebody's having a bad day." The boat's grounding came on the heels of Environment Canada issuing a coastal flooding statement for Greater Victoria, warning that higher than normal water levels, combined with strong winds and waves, could cause flooding along exposed shorelines Wednesday and Thursday. In a statement to Saanich News, the District of Saanich said responsibility for removal depends on where the vessel rests. "The District of Saanich will step in to address derelict vessels or pieces above the high tide mark, either through our parks or public works departments," the district said. "If the boat is below the high tide mark, including in the intertidal foreshore, we encourage the public to report to the Coast Guard. As this is the case here, the Coast Guard should be contacted." The district added that Transport Canada oversees wrecks and abandoned vessels and will coordinate with the Coast Guard for removal if necessary. With files from Ben Fenlon and Olivier Lorin, an unattended sailboat drifted into the shore at Cadboro Bay Euro Beach at approximately 11:50 a.m. on Wednesday, November 5. Tony Trozo, Saanich News. An unattended sailboat drifted into the shore at Cadboro Bay Euro Beach at approximately 11:50 a.m. on Wednesday, November 5. Tony Trozo, Saanich News. An unattended sailboat drifted into the shore at Cadboro Bay Euro Beach at approximately 11:50 a.m. on Wednesday, November 5. Tony Trozo, Saanich News.